You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, this passage, I've seen many pastors use it to draw many people to their building and tell people and say, the Bible says that we must assemble with one another. So why are you not coming to church? Again, we want to state it very clearly. We don't come to church. We don't go to church. The church assembles. That building is not the church. That building, you put microphone, you put keyboard, you put sound system, is not the church. It is a building. The church can meet anywhere. We can meet in a sitting room. We can meet outside our house. We can meet at the back of the house. We can meet online. We can meet underground. We could also meet on a building that we've dedicated as a place where we will always meet. Let's raise the next generation to know that the building is not the church. Let's raise that next generation. That's why, you see, if you meet with believers, which is what this scripture is saying, and you have fellowship together, did you know that you won't feel you have gone to church? You will still say to yourself, I'm going to church. Because somehow in our psyche, we have been so much wrongly indoctrinated to think that going into a building is going into a church. It is not that building that is a church. It is the church that assemble in a meeting. So look at the scripture. It says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. That is what the scripture says. You can't exist as Christian and just say, I just want to be in my own corner. I see many people do that today. And it's because they also do not understand what the church really is. What they are saying is that they are not going into the buildings again. But what the scripture is saying is that you can't exist as a lone Christian. You must fellowship and relate with believers for edification, for exaltation. So if, for example, within your area, you have like six believers and you all agreed to meet, let's say, every Wednesday, to pray together, to share the word of God, to fellowship with one another, and you that's what you set out to do. Do you know that's all that is required of you? You don't need to wake up on a Sunday morning and say that I'm going to church. Now, there is also nothing wrong if on a Sunday morning you decide that I'm going to a building to assemble with believers for mutual edification in the name of Christ. There is also nothing wrong. It's not about the day. There is no day the church cannot assemble. It is not Sunday. Sunday may just be in most countries a day that they are free. There is no day we cannot meet. There is no time that we cannot meet. There is no place we can't gather. As long as we have space where we can meet, where we can fellowship, there is also nothing wrong to have a dedicated place where we meet. And it must be a dedicated place. It must be the place of assembly. It must not be the church. That is not the church. That building is not the church. And what God said we must not forsake is assembly together. He says, as the manner of some. Some, they only exist on their own. They are just going on their own. They are freelance. I'm telling you, there are things that God has for you. You will never get it outside the body of Christ unless you assemble with other believers. Look at the book of Revelation, that letter that was written. All the things that Jesus said to those churches, did you know that you will only receive that message if you are part of one of those local assemblies? If you are just existing on your own at home, do you know that you will never receive any of the messages that Jesus sent to those churches? It is important that you assemble with other believers in the name of Christ. It is an assembly. Building is not the church. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.